mobile banking. We're always in your pocket.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Art DeGroat, Dr. Art DeGroat. I think it's the first time you've been on since I was able to say that. Retired Lieutenant Colonel, Executive Director of Military and Veterans Affairs at Kansas State University. And we're going to talk about what's new in military and veterans affairs. So, Dr. DeGroat, welcome.
Well, good morning, and thank you very much. It's when you transition from the military, it's a hard thing to get rid of a title, like your rank. And then you went to university, second career, and they give you a rank. So it's kind of funny.
Well, of course, there was a lot of real positive feedback when it was announced that General Myers would be our new K-State president on a permanent basis. And maybe kind of share how this impacts your work also when you're working with the military and veterans there at K-State.
Yeah, well, certainly General Myers' appointment as our new president benefits everyone, but particularly myself. I would say that General Myers has been impacting my work and the work at Kansas State in military and veterans affairs for over a decade. He's been so active and involved, so his influence precedes his presidency by at least 10 years. So, but there's new opportunities with General Myers as our president, particularly to expand the work that we're doing, research, outreach, and education programs for military-connected people nationally. There's now a national interest. There was an emerging national interest in what we're doing here at K-State, and now with General Myers, there's even more of that. So that's a huge benefit for us to take our brand and what we do and the way we treat veterans and military people to the national stage to influence other people.
And, I mean, there's just so many things involved with this when you talk about the veterans and student success and some of the growth, and maybe elaborate a bit more on that if you could.
Yeah, one of our primary goals, this started out with, this is the third president now, and building a military-inclusive campus. And it's a diversity program. It recognizes the military and veterans as a unique culture. And it builds into the K-State fabric and of the K-State family concept and includes military and veterans. So we're going to continue with that movement, and that's very important, and we're seeing great success. With that means military-connected student success, and that means these could be sons and daughters, people that grew up in military families. These could be ROTC cadets that are going to be serving in the military. These could be veterans or their family members who had already served. And everyone in between. So military-connected students are all of those people. It's the entire community. The subset that we're really focused on is our veteran students. These are, for the most part, post 9/11 veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan and other operations, and 4.1 million nationally. We've got over 1,200 of these veterans right now enrolled at K-State, and they have unique needs, challenges, and bring great talents and gifts to our campus. And so very proud of our veteran student initiatives.
And just all sorts of different ways. I know apparently you mentioned also, I think, a competition recently that's kind of interesting, too, and how that really works.
Yeah, one of the things that's really been helpful to us is one of the things that veteran students need on our campus is a peer group of other veteran students. And so we've kind of struggled over the last 10 years to really develop a strong, vibrant student veteran organization. And I would tell you now, after about 2 years, we've got a great one right now. In fact, they become chapters of Student Veterans of America, which is the National Association of Student Veterans representing, about 6,000 colleges and universities. We just came back from their national convention in Anaheim, California. We brought five of our student veteran officers, so it was an amazing experience. But most importantly, our student veterans competed in the National Business Plan Competition. And this is a pretty prestigious thing. It's the judges are executives from Google and Oracle and Disney, and our team made the finals and got to compete at the national conference in Anaheim and placed fourth place as the first time they ever tried it, and it just brought great credit to them and our student veterans at K-State.
Well, and I'm sure, too, some of the partnerships have led to the strength of our student veterans. And I know the Veterans Center remodeled. There's just so many things going on right now.
Yes. We were very fortunate when the student union was being remodeled, they recognized the growth of our student veteran population and moved our Veterans Center to a place about four times the size of what it used to be. and now they're remodeling the interior. It's closed right now, but it's going to be open, I think, next month. And it's, like I said, four times the size. It's on the main thoroughfare of the Student Union. And recently, Corvius Military Living, which is the company that provides housing on many military bases, to include Fort Riley, McConnell, under leadership of Sergeant Major retired Jim Champagne, they did an in-kind donation of all new furnishings, and they're going to finish out the interior with wall decorations and everything with designers, and they're donating all of that to make sure our Veterans Center, when the union is done with the basic remodeling, they're going to finish that thing off, so it's the state of the art, and we're going to have a big event to bring some national leaders in to see our Veterans Center.
But no date set yet for that? Or
no, we're still waiting on, they're still finishing up, but they're moving walls, taking out walls, and putting in new floors, and then we got to get the new furniture in, and I'll let you know. It's going to be a big event. General Myers will be presiding at it, and we've got some national leaders coming in to see that and to honor what our veterans have done here.
Well, we've talked, of course, about the student veterans and their success. Any new programs that you're kind of working on or expecting to develop, too?
Yeah, our big thing is we've become national leaders, thought leaders and impact leaders in veterans transition. As we mentioned, 4.1 million veterans transitioning to the civilian life, to reintegrate and back to society after their service, and to find meaningful employment and things like that. So last year we partnered with the Kansas Masonic Foundation and the David Woods Kemper Veterans Foundation out of Kansas City to turn a lot of our research into workshops. The Masons are interested in helping them understand this generation of veterans better so that they can be more impactful in their communities to help them settle in into their communities. And then the Kemper family is very interested in the business community and trying to help employers that intend to hire veterans but don't particularly understand them and some of the uniqueness of them. So we're building out some real powerful workshops, and we'll be delivering those starting late spring, summer, and all into the next couple of years to try to help people that are trying to help veterans. So that's a big deal. The second thing that's pretty important, and we're very close to finalizing this, but we've been recognized by the President George W. Bush Library and Institute down in Dallas, Texas, for our work, and they're national leaders on developing policy on veterans transition and veterans health care, and they're very interested in partnering, a formal partnership with us. So at some point soon, President Myers, myself, and some of our veteran student leaders will be going down to SMU campus, to the Bush Institute, and enacting a formal research and outreach partnership with that. It's a national prominent thing, and so that's going to be very, very helpful to us.
Well, I know I'd mentioned you as a doctor, Art DeGroat, now, and you have some research to be pretty proud of, and it sounds like you're planning on using that to develop some things, too. Kind of share with us the very latest on that, if you could, Art.
Yeah, and that's the basis. One of the challenges in the national veterans transition issue is there's an enormous amount of energy, there's an enormous amount of effort and money spent, but there's not a lot of science backing it up, and we're starting to see that some of the best efforts are not really helping our veterans. So I spent 6 years studying this scientifically through my doctoral program, as have other people. And so February 6th, I've been invited by the Office of Secretary of Defense to present my research findings on the lived experience of post-9/11 era veterans as they transition as a unique human life event. So I'm presenting that to the Pentagon, or right off the Pentagon at their big office outside of the Pentagon, to about 300 Department of Defense policy leaders. So it's a little daunting task. It's kind of the biggest audience and most important audience I'll ever have with my life's work. But I'm ready to go there and tell them what we found out at K-State and how we do it here.
Well, very good. Very impressive. Why don't we go ahead and take a quick break? It is now 9:44. I know we have a lot more to get into, and we'll continue to talk, of course, about partnerships and all the different things going on. And again, we have with us Dr. Art DeGroat, retired Lieutenant Colonel, Executive Director of Military and Veterans Affairs at Kansas State University.
When catastrophe